Moving on, the death toll from a bomb blast in Pakistan keeps rising. At least 61 people have been killed in the powerful explosion targeting a Shia mosque in Sindh province. The explosion hit the mosque in Shikarpur, a city north of Karachi. It took place as Shia worshippers were attending Friday prayers. The mosque collapsed in the blast, with hundreds of people rushing to the scene to try to rescue trapped survivors. Ambulances from nearby towns have arrived in Shikarpur to help in rescue operations. Attacks on Shia community have increased in recent years, leaving a large number of people dead. Minority Shia Muslims make up one-fifth of Pakistan's population. To discuss this further, let's go to London and talk to Shahid Qureshi, a journalist and political commentator. Welcome, sir. Mr. Qureshi, just many in Pakistan blame the government for not providing sufficient security for the Shia community. Why do you think they say this? And if so, how much do you think the government is to blame?
Well, I think it is not that the government is not providing protection to the Shias only. The government has failed to protect all the civilians and the citizens of Pakistan, because it is a corrupt government which is only looking after its own interest, mostly in financial corruption and a lot of scandals coming out. So it's not the Shias only, it's more the 60,000 people who were killed in the last 10 years of the War of War on Terror. They were mostly Sunnis, or I won't say they were Pakistanis, who were killed. This is due to the police incompetence, the police corruption, which is hitting back. Because it is not the security services who can go around in the street and in the local areas to look after the interests of the people. It is the police. And the police is politicized and corrupt and is responsible for the more than 65,000 murders in the past 6 years. Now, this is the situation you are facing. On the one hand, Pakistan is surrounded by countries which are hostile to its interests, like, for example, India on one side and Afghanistan, NATO occupying forces on the other side. So Pakistan is struggling to cope with this kind of situation. And on the other hand, we have corrupt leaders who are ruling this. And especially in Sindh province, the terrorist group which is ruling Sindh or Karachi for the last 10 years, for the last 15 years probably, is involved in sectarian killing. The one day they kill a Sunni and the next day they kill a Shia. And this is according to the people they have arrested who were involved in sectarian killing. Now, I'm talking about which is reported widely as the MQM party, who pretend to be a close friend of Shias. But in actual fact, wherever they had a sectarian element, wherever they have a sectarian killing, they will find one of its workers or its target killers involved in this killing of both right. Shias and Sunnis to fan the sectarian violence in the country.
Mr. Qureshi, what's your opinion about this, that some officials in Pakistan say many of the country's religious schools have been getting funds from Arabs as well as Western countries, and that such seminaries are often being accused of being behind militant attacks?
Well, it's very difficult to assess whatever the claim has been made, but I would like to make on your channel very clear, basically. In the past 10 years, most of the terrorist incidents happened in Pakistan. Very few people were involved in any kind of those seminaries or those charitable schools, because they are on the very low end of the society. They are very poor, they are very providing education to those. So they are easy targets, basically. The government and the leaders are not going towards the bigger fishes, for example, the drug dealers, the mafias, the land grabbers. They are the people who are involved in the terrorist finance and terrorist funding. And they found a very weak scapegoat who has no representation in any political circles. So to blame the Shia mosques or the Sunni madrasas who are providing, that is not a very correct assessment of the situation. The correct assessment is the black economy, the mafia, the drug economy in Pakistan. They are the people who are, I mean, for example, they can buy a suicide bomber for maybe £4,000, which is a very small amount. You can buy a, and this has actually happened when the opponent group has sent a suicide bomber to the opponent's place in Bhakkar a few years ago. So this is something, a very complicated situation. And I think the important thing is that the religious, wherever we can get the religious influence, for example, Iran can influence, or the Saudi Arabia can influence their own people, and maybe they should review the books which are, or the narratives, or the abusive material which is used by the anti-Muslim forces to flare this kind of sectarian between the Shias and Sunnis, which is going in Iraq, which mostly fails. But they want to flare it up in Pakistan, and I think it's high time that we need to review over the narrative of history and bring all these abusive material against the holy personalities of Islam or Muslim holy personalities, get it out of the books, right, or whatever material is available.
All right, we'll leave it there for the time. Many thanks to Shahid Qureshi, journalist and political commentator from London. Thanks for your thoughts, sir.